Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, BTN News listeners. It is the news show, and I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's Monday, January 26, 2015. All the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and there wasn't much, in around 5 minutes. Twitter sent out a message to some of its top users over the weekend saying, stop sharing Instagram links. Ooh. Those tweets were sent out to a group of notable users in the media, the entertainment, sports, and other categories. This probably has a lot to do with Instagram being hugely popular now, partly because of the acquisition from Facebook, and it really has overtook Twitter in monthly active users. It also has to do with Twitter saying, why don't you use our own little photo place over here? Just send out a photo and use Twitter. They're also going to be pushing later this year native multimedia content with the site for Twitter with a native video tool to launch sometime this year. You know what, Twitter? I'm going to use what I damn well please. Thank you very much. So how much is Tim Cook worth last year? Well, the Apple CEO raked in $9.2 million in salary and bonuses from last year. That's according to the new figures released from Proxy. Now, between you and me, yeah, that's a pretty good payday. But if you're a CEO, say, Viacom, you pulled in $44.3 million last year. And Starbucks CEO was paid $21.5 million. But it's really good to be the Lion King over at Disney because you made $46.5 million. Yes, it would seem that compared to his peers, Cook is severely underpaid. I don't really look at it that way. I kind of look at it as the others being severely overpaid. The Chinese Academy of Sciences and the European Space Agency are about to team up for a robotic space mission, saying that the two will work together to achieve this. The mission will be a collaborative approach through all phases through the study, definition, implementation, operations, and scientific exploration. They want this to be a low-budget mission, saying they're only prepared to spend about 53 million euros. Other things that the two parties have got to agree on, the spacecrafts can only weigh about 661 pounds. And will be able to at least operate for 2 to 3 years. Now I'm seeing why the European Space Agency is tying up with the Chinese Academy of Sciences. They're going to build the thing in China. It's much cheaper there. So what do you think is the best way to predict heart disease? Well, your doctor, right? I mean, duh. He's going to be able to take a look at you and see if you're prone for it. Well, not according to the University of Pennsylvania. They think there might be a better way. By looking at your tweets. Alrighty. Researchers tried to find the correlation between the language used on Twitter accounts and a county-by-county levels of heart disease across the USA. In the study, researchers compared 148 million geolocated tweets from 1,347 American counties between June of 2009 and March of 2010. The emotional language of the tweets was measured and then compared with a county-level age-adjusted mortality rate for AHD. And the result? Well, it looks like Twitter might be a good way of predicting a county's susceptibility to heart disease. Really? In fact, they're even saying the study beats out conventional methods by a rate of 42 to 36%. I don't know about heart disease here. I could see with high blood pressure. God knows there's been enough tweets out there that have made me just want to, you know what I mean? And finally, you might have seen this on CNN over the weekend. The Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists have moved the famed Doomsday Clock 2 minutes closer to midnight. That's right. For those of you who don't know, yes, we do have a Doomsday Clock. It used to be 23:55, but now it's 23:57. Apparently, that's when humanity is going to be the closest to a global catastrophe caused either by climate change or nuclear war. According to the Bulletin of Atomic Scientists, the change is due to a lack of action regarding climate issues and the continued existence of nuclear weapon stockpiles. Oh, and also that animosity between the U.S. and Russia right now. All of that, and you move it forward only 2 minutes? Just 2 minutes? Come on, just move it a little past midnight. With all this stuff going on, we all know catastrophes always happen after midnight. Come on. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website at BritishTechNetwork.com. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Tuesday edition of the BTN News Show, hopefully with a little bit more news. But until then, do your best to get through Monday. I know it sucks. And thank you, as always, for listening.